Hey, fellow hunters, Patrick here. Just wanted to give you a quick update on what's going on with the Palabros. I know we haven't really been consistent in the past couple months. We kind of left off on a really good episode, probably one of my favorite episodes in our entire run. We're going to get back to that, but basically, life has just kind of gotten really busy. You know, as you guys know, if you guys have been rocking with us from the beginning, you know that I am a father. I am now a student again, and I work full time. And if you don't know, I am the one that runs everything behind the scenes. So I make up the run of show. I ask for everyone's schedule to see what's the best day that we can all meet up. I know we do it online and stuff like that, but basically, to break it down, there's four of us. We all have four separate lives. Yes, we're friends and stuff like that, but you know, life gets in the way. I am so busy. I have no time to do anything. But that being said, this is my passion project. Monster Hunter is a huge part of all of our lives. I love this game so much. It is literally one of my favorite games. And I'm not going to lie and say I haven't thought about doing any episodes since we've kind of taken kind of just like a hiatus. Yeah, I think about it all the time. It's all I ever want to do is do more Monster Hunter stuff. I want to flex my creative skills. But first and foremost, I just want to tell you guys, I'm so sorry for not being consistent. This is my passion. I love doing this. I love being creative. And I know we kind of fell off a little bit, but I'm here to tell you that I am going to keep working on this and try to be as more consistent as possible. There may be shows in the future where there's three hosts or two hosts, or maybe it's just a solo one like this episode today. So yeah, I just don't want to use the excuse anymore that I'm too busy and too tired because of X, Y, and Z or whatever. I just want to put out things that I am proud of putting out. You know, I've been making YouTube videos and trying to stream for almost a decade now, maybe even a little bit more. And I know that you could go back on my YouTube channel and see the receipts. I have really bad videos. I have a shit ton of really horrible, not entertaining videos that I still am proud of because you can see my journey of going from that to this. And even this isn't even a great product, you know, but it is way more technical than I've ever done up until this point. So, you know, maybe I'll look back at this in 10 years and be like, man, it was so quaint, our little show. And, you know, maybe I'll just look back on it fondly. But I just want to let you guys know that I am truly sorry for not being as consistent with the podcast as I would like to be. I appreciate you guys. If you guys come back to the channel and you guys view any of our content, I really appreciate that. Leave a like, subscribe, share, you know, whatever. But yeah, like if you've listened to a minute of us, or you've listened to an hour of us, or you've listened to every single episode, I just want to say from the bottom of my heart and the bottom of all of the Palabros hearts, thank you so much for rocking with us. It really means a lot to all of us, and I am going to try to be better about putting out more content for you guys and putting out more content for me, because I like doing this. Again, I love doing this. This is fun for me. So today's episode is going to be a little bit different. It's just going to be me doing a react to the Monster Hunter TGS Tokyo Game Show 2025 Capcom stream. I am doing solely a react to the Monster Hunter Wild stuff. I have a full stream up on my normal YouTube channel. You'll see why I'm not putting up the rest of the stuff. This is what happens when you take a break from streaming and like creating stuff. You forget all the buttons and stuff, so my audio is just like not mixed very well, and I'm basically being drowned out by the entire press conference. So that's why you're not going to see stuff on Monster Hunter Stories. But just a quick like inside, I am super excited about that game. I'm not a Monster Hunter Stories guy. This news trailer is super exciting. Like, I am hyped to play that game. So I'm going to go back and play Monster Hunter Stories 2. I might even play 1. I hear you don't have to, but I have it, so I might as well. But yeah, that's why you're not going to see anything on Monster Hunter Stories today. It's just going to be the Monster Hunter Wilds showcase. I watch the, I have my first ever full reaction, and then we're going to kind of do a deep dive into the rest of it and kind of just what's been going on in the Monster Hunter community lately. So again, thank you guys so much for coming through, and I hope you enjoy this episode of the Palabros. We had like a little stint there with like cowboys for like Red Dead.
Here we go.
Monster Hunter series.
Monster Hunter.
Let's
fucking go.
本日は好評発売中の
Check out the worldwide phenomenon. Monster Hunter podcast. The Palabros. If you know, you know.
先日発表いたしました。Stories シリーズ最新作。
News entry in the series. Monster Hunter 3 Stories.
運命の総流についてご紹介いたします。
I need to play these. I need to play at least 2 and 3.
Final Fantasy 14 とのコラボを発表しました。
Final Fantasy 14 Online collab in August. And I believe we're going to be playing this coming week. Is the collab? Fighting Omega, right? Is that what this is?Is that a Clive bomber? Oh shit. That's some sick armor. What the fuck is that? They had a whole bunch of fists. Yo, this looks crazy.
Take care of it.
Okay, Clash? What? What? Is it a new emote? What the fuck is that? We're casting spells and shit? That's like the first time that's happened. That has to be an emote, right? Because what the hell weapon is that? We're taking a look at this trailer too. Or I need to open up a notepad.Alma! There was Alma! I saw Alma! Hold, everyone chill the fuck out. Alma's here. Emotes? Cactar emotes? Oh, we get the music too? The fanfare? Available Monday, September 29th. Nice!
Involving characters which are from Final Fantasy XIV's Eorzea.
Alpha and Omega. What lies ahead?
Two jobs from the world of Final Fantasy XIV, Dark Knight, and Pictomancer will make their debut in Wilds.
What did he just say?
The Dark Knight wields as part of the Bale Armor Alpha Set bonus skill. They can activate the unique action, the Blackest Knight.
What the fuck was the that? Sword, Ryan's gonna be an exclusive fucking great sword main.
Pictomancers fight by causing their art to come to life.
So this is a thing in Final Fantasy, right? What weapon is this?
Item pouch will allow you to cast
okay, so it's an Akuma thing.
Like palm motif.
Got it. Okay, it's an Akuma thing. It was an emo that does damage.
Palico and sacred equipment.
Wait, sorry. As well as cosmetic cactars? Let's like fucking go.
And gestures. In order to defeat Omega Planetus, a
Brian,
number
get off
of
the screen.
Special gameplay mechanics will prove especially effective.
Shit, get a well this looks crazy. Party
together and give it your best
shot. Oh my
shot.
God, we gotta fucking play this shit over the weekend. Hey, that's my girl.
New DLC will be introduced.
Yes, Shadowbox!
Nostalgic gestures will be made available as free
DLC. Let's fucking go, Kickback.
The paid cosmetic
That's what I've been waiting for.
Will also be available.
A lot of fuzzy shit to... Oh.
New quest completion animations will be added.
I'm going to use that animation all
they
day.
They can be found under quest completion animation priority in the quest counter menu.
Get out of here,
Find
Gemma.
Your favorite.
Get out of here, Eric. Yes. Whoa. Pound it. Thumbs up. Who the hell is the dude on the right? Creepy. Not a fan. Not a fan of that. Oh, the music. Yeah, we're gonna look at this trailer again. Cosmetic deals. Okay, so for your little pop-up camps. Whoa. What the? Did you just eat that bird? Alright, what do we got going on?
In addition to quests in which you can obtain Rarity 8 Ardian materials and other materials to make special equipment.
So it's Ardian? I always thought it was Ardian.
For a limited time, there will be a Seregios challenge quest.
Or Seregios?
A free challenge quest where you can take on Arch-Tempered New Udra.
Festival of Accord, Dream Spell.
The Dream
new
Spell
festival.
Seasonal event is scheduled to be held in the fall.
Spooky season! Oh, that's fucking creepy. That's so cool.
It includes a ton of rewards, so be sure to check it out. A delightfully grand hub awaits you.
Okay, this is fucking dope.
Starting on September 25th at the Tokyo Game Show 2025 Capcom booth.
What is this?
Be able to play Update 3's Final Fantasy XIV Special Collaboration. Come on by and defeat Omega Planetus before the update is officially made available.
That's so sick. They get to play it all early. Wow!
Get ready
it
for
rebuilt.
Monster Hunter Wilds Championships and Monster Hunter
Excuse
Festival
me, what?
2025. Visit the official websites for details.
Monster Hunter Wilds Championships? The development team has worked through it all and been working on implementing improvements and adjustments. They're talking about the backlash for the PC optimization, so please bear with us. Yeah, they kind of overhauled everything in terms of like their roadmap just to get everything running smoothly. Let's review the upcoming schedule. Okay, September, that is Monday, we get Final Fantasy XIV. Wednesday, October 22nd, is the Arch-Tempered event. Seasonal event is October 22nd to the 12th. That's the spooky season festival record. December title update 4. We get an Elder Dragon. Expanded endgame content. This is like December 4th is like the big update. And plan to introduce more endgame content in December with title update 4. Yeah, endgame until they do like the G-Rank stuff. We're working hard to release title update 4 in December 2025. Yep. We get an Elder Dragon.
Where?
Teostra. It's Teostra. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa, what the fuck? It's dripping everywhere. Holy shit! Gogmazios. Is it a new Elder Dragon?
Title update.
New monster. Oh shit! We get a new monster. We're planning to make it available in December 2025, so please stay tuned for more information. I need more information. Final Fantasy armor and chocobos. Hold on, like, If you've seen my secret, you already know I wanted it to be a chocobo. So the fact that we actually get chocobos is like perfect. Get the secret out of here. Like, I've wanted a chocobo. Fucking greatsword. I think I have to start playing greatsword because this armor set looks sick. Look at all those fists. My god, the bubble shield. So this is a lot. Obviously, it's a Final Fantasy 14 crossover. So there's lots of Final Fantasy 14. I don't play that. So that's really cool. Like, that's... I'm sure the fan service is crazy. This shit I'm into. Like, I love the fact that they've been experimenting with items doing damage. Well, like, they have, like, actual animations and stuff, like attack moves. So that's really cool. Sorry, what just happened? What the fuck was that? I missed that the first time around. Did this dude just fucking 3D print an Ursula? I guess so. That little Marlboro. That's an enemy? I thought that was your fucking Palico tempered, not tempered, the armor. Layered armor. What the hell? Shit. I went cross-eyed. What the hell just happened? What in the hell? Okay, that's crazy. That was that counter that they were talking about. But let's pay attention. New emotes. What the fuck is this little lizard, big ass lizard thing looking at? He's just like, what the hell? Oh my god, you have no idea how happy I am that Kickback is back. Oh my god, that is my favorite emote of all time. Hitting Kickback after you defeat a monster that you almost carded 3 times on. I fucking did it. It might be sounds so stupid to get hyped up about. You know, I'm from Monster Hunter Freedom Unite. So, like, we had a lot to just, like, play around with and kind of made our own fun. Even in other Monster Hunter titles, what was it? It was not Generations. Monster Hunter was the one on, was it 4 Ultimate? Wii U and 3DS, I think. I think 4 Ultimate. There was like a lookout point. Every time I'd ready up and then go to like my lookout point. And like that's just kind of like the superstition that I would build in my own headcanon in the game that is Monster Hunter. So it's just like fun little stuff like that. So like, yeah, I missed being able to just fucking lean up against a hard earned victory against whatever Rathalos or whatever. So love the fact that we're getting that. If it's paid, I don't give a shit. I'll pay for it. I don't care. I love that emote and I miss that emote. And that's definitely something that may not seem huge to everyone else, but love the fact that they're putting that in. And they got shadowboxing back too. So Arch-Tempered New Udra. So yeah, the Arch-Tempered monsters, we have Arch-Tempered New Udra is the third one. First was Arch-Tempered Ray Dao. Was second Arkveld? I don't remember the second one. Might have been something else. Yeah, see? What the hell? Marlboro is a Palico. So did they just do like some weird editing in the beginning? Or is like something did like a poison AoE attack? Free title update available Monday, September 29th. Yep, this coming Monday. And the new fucking Elder... This is a new... No, not Elder Dragon. This is the new Elder Dragon, right? They said there's a new Elder Dragon coming in December. And then this is a new just straight up monster. I don't know if that is one and the same. but it has the Elder Dragon fucking intro vibes. Like, look at this thing. Oh, shit. It's like Godzilla's coming out of the fucking sea. Gogmazios. It is giving Valhazak. Monday, September 29th. Yep, that's the update. Final Fantasy 14 event quest thing and collab. Wednesday, October 22nd. So next month is the Archtemper New Udra event, which is always available. Like, yeah, I don't know if you guys knew this, but initially these event quests were supposed to be just like kind of one and done things, and they'd recycle them back in. But because of the outcry of the community and stuff like that, they were like, we're gonna make this always available. So glad that they made that change. Honestly, did seem kind of weird that they would do something like that. I think the idea behind that was like, oh, if it's a timed exclusive, everyone will come in at one time. That'll bring everyone back in. But it's like, dude, just give us the content and we'll always be playing it, right? Like, especially if you have like armor that it comes just from that event. Yeah, it didn't really make sense. But glad that they changed that. Also, Wednesday, October 22nd through November 12th. So about a two, three-ish week span, you get the Festival of Korg Dream Spell, which is that spooky Halloween. Did they not show that in here? They didn't show like the Dream Spell stuff. Yeah, so it was like a spooky Halloween kind of event, gathering hub, where you get a whole bunch of different spooky themed cosmetics and stuff like that. Actually, it looks really sick because they have a pop-up camp with like jack-o'-lanterns and like scarecrow, like ghost kind of palico thing. So that little box that was here that said New Elder Dragon, that is the Gogmazio, so I think that's confirmed. Seasonal event, Festival of Accord for a limited time. Okay, Festival of Accord in December, that's gonna be the winter update. Expanded end game content, various improvements. So more end game content, like I said before, they do the inevitable G rank update, where like basically Iceborne or Sunbreak for Rise, that's the one that's gonna get everyone back in, I'm sure. This big one, various improvements. So if you haven't listened to us on the Palo Bros or haven't kept up with Monster Hunter news, basically what's been happening is between this game came out in February, right? So everyone kind of finished around March, April-ish, and everything was kind of going good, got a little stale. But between like the summer months, everyone was just kind of pissed with lack of content, and basically there was really bad performance issues. I mean, there always kind of has been with PC. Uncharacteristically bad performance issues. I don't know how this shit works, but apparently it just hasn't been running well. I mean, even for as much as I love Monster Hunter, it doesn't run well on my PC. It hasn't really run well. The last time I played it, it seemed like it got a lot better, but the community backlash between the lack of content to keep you back in and the, it seemed like lack of caring for performance issues, pretty much cut deep into the good graces or perception of Monster Hunter Wilds, which is Capcom's fastest selling Monster Hunter. Hasn't eclipsed Monster Hunter World. I think that's technically the best Capcom game, best selling Capcom game of all time, but it was on track too. And then all the backlash happened, and now it's like, I'm sure it's still in position to do so, but what is this called? Steam rating charts have it currently at overwhelmingly negative. It's got review bombed hell because of all the issues and lack of content, like I said. So they pretty much said, fuck it, we're gonna give you, like, they had a careful roadmap of, well, we're gonna release this at this time, we'll release endgame content towards December and blah 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 blah. But it's like they started pushing all that stuff up. Like I said, they made changes to all having always available event quests, and then I think in September there's an article that was saying something like, we are going to move all the content forward so that we could focus on a big big performance update in like the winter. So that's basically what you're getting here, right? Various improvements. That's what they're telling us is like the big update to fix performance issues across all of Monster Hunter. The thing that was crazy was they were going to have an optimization press conference on how to optimize your games that seemed very tone deaf. And there was some event like last month, the amount of internet outcry and community outcry of like, are you fucking kidding me? How are you gonna give a presentation on optimization when your shit isn't optimized? Seemed very tone deaf, so they eventually got bullied out of like doing that presentation because the community got really toxic. They got super toxic, sending death threats to developers and shit like that. And so, like, you hate to see that stuff, especially like, dude, they're just fucking devs making games for you to enjoy. Like, I know the corporations are trying to sell this to make, like, you pay a lot of money for this stuff, but like, it's not cool to fucking send death threats to anybody over fucking video games, you know? But hopefully this December update is going to be the one that fixes a lot of the performance issues. I'd be super grateful if it did, because I know I'm affected by it. It's not the biggest issues on my end, but I would love for the game to run a lot better than it does now. But yeah, super looking forward to that. I wonder why they didn't show... Oh, look at all the cool stuff you get. Oh, you get the creepy dolls. I don't know what the hell that is. Is that supposed to be new windscreens, which is great. You can set those. New stickers. Oh, you get something in your inbox. Yeah, pretty cool. Cosmetic DLC add-on pack is slated for Monday as well, so we'll go ahead and check that out. Okay, Dream Spell.
The Dream Spell seasonal event is scheduled to be held in the fall.
This, I love how they dress up the Gathering Hub for festival events. It's so cool. Look at these creepy motherfuckers. Okay, Lacedonus has some salmon on like a bagel or something at the bottom. Whoa, look at that tea. It's like blue. Palcos that serve you are fucking marionettes. Those are terrifying. It's so cool. Includes a ton of rewards. Be sure to check it out. Look at this jack-o'-lantern armor. That's pretty sick. And look at this Palico ghost. That's hella cute.
Not enough rewards, so be sure to check it out.
That's what I was talking about. Like this little scarecrow ghost Palico thing for your tent. Pretty sick.
A delightfully eerie grand hub awaits you.
That's right. That's it. But that's going to be the end of the stream. Don't forget, chat, if you are a fan of Monster Hunter, I am the host of a Monster Hunter podcast called The Palabros, so you can check us out at youtube.com/@ThePalabros. We do Monster Hunter news, play Monster Hunter trivia, and do lots of Monster Hunter-related challenges that are in-game. So it's a fun time. Me and four best friends just basically talk about everything Monster Hunter. It's lots of fun. So go ahead and check that out. We haven't put a new episode out in a little bit because of life, but we're going to be getting back on that horse pretty soon, especially with the stuff that I just went over. But yeah, thank you guys so much for coming through. Don't forget, you can follow me here at twitch.tv/CrabbyPatty, youtube.com/CrabbyPatty. Do a whole bunch of different gameplay videos. I'm a variety streamer, so I play kind of a little bit of everything. Plus, I have ADHD, so it's just whatever kind of interests me. I have game videos of that stuff going up here and there. I don't want to say like every day because that's not true. But yeah, thank you guys so much for coming through. Catch you on the next one.